That was Dance With You by Arkells featuring Coeur de Pirate. If you have the chance to go see Arkells live, you should definitely take it. They are touring right now, heading into their fall Big Feelings tour. It's going to be great, and maybe they'll play that song. It's always incredible live, so definitely go check it out. Up next is Nothing Matters by The Last Dinner Party. You're listening to 93.3 CFMU in Hamilton, Ontario.
I have my sentence now, at last I know just how you felt. I dig my fingers in, expecting more than just the skin. so close, but then you lost it. Should have listened to your friends about his girlfriend back in Boston. You sent him pictures and playlists and phone sex. He disappeared from the second that you said, let's get coffee, let's meet up. I'm so sick of online love, and I don't understand why can't any man
hit it like, get it hot, make a, it's a fam. Hit it like, get it hot, make a, it's a.
Can you play a song with a beat?
Hit it like Grand Papa Bong. Get it hot like Papa John. Make a go on and on. It's a feminine phenomenon. Hit it like Grand Papa Bong. Get it hot like Papa John. Make a go on and on. It's a feminine phenomenon.
So let's say it's working out. You pretend to love his mother, lying to your friends about how he's such a guy.
And that was one of my personal favorites, Feminine Phenomenon, by the queen of the queers herself, Chapel Roan.
If you also have the opportunity to see Chapel Roan in concert, please, please, please give us the tickets.
Yes, please.
We're begging you.
We're begging you.
But if you don't want to give us the tickets,
then that's okay. Just maybe follow us on Instagram.
It's beyondthebinary. For us.
CFMU. Yeah, enjoy it for us. Tag us. We want to see. Up next, we have music by Brave Shores, It's More Like You.
Setting up the make me low when I'm high. Oh, wow. It's just a joke. You always say afterwards, still my feelings get hurt. Oh, wow. So please don't say I'm too much, that I'm over the top. You don't understand me. We're so different at heart. You're on Earth, I'm on Mars. Oh. All I ever wanted was your love. I toned myself down for you. Volume one, almost mute. I'll never ignite. You always found a way to bring me down. You trivialized everything, from my tears to my grins. Oh, wow. It's like you're scared of anything real. For a second I thought you were sincere, but you've been dragging me down all of these years with your cold.
Depeche Mode with People Are People on CFMU 93.3 FM in Hamilton. 45 years since the band was formed, and they're still touring, or at least they were a couple months ago. And it was a big tour, all around the world. Incredible. Wish it wasn't too late to see our next artist, David Bowie. Here is Heroes.
And that's our show for the week. Thank you for tuning in on 93.3 CFMU and at cfmu.ca.
We'll see you next week, Wednesday at 10 p.m. for more music, queer news, and personal experiences from us, your favorite queers.
This was Beyond the Binary. I'm Vanessa Lease.
And I'm Caleb Smallenhouse. Good night.
The Netherlands, this is the Green Planet Monitor, voices and stories from a warm, wet planet. Today, Ivory Tower bans free speech. Exiled students take Columbia University to court. This is the Green Planet Monitor. I'm David Kattenberg. A university is definitely not a democratic institution, quote unquote. So said Columbia University's Vice Dean of Graduate Studies, Herbert Dean, back in April 1967 the height of campus protests against America's war on Vietnam, quote, student or faculty opinion should not in itself have any influence on the formation of administrative policy, unquote, Dean declared in an interview with the university's student newspaper, The Daily Spectator. Quote, when decisions begin to be made democratically around here, I will not be here any longer, Dean warned darkly. Then, Dean Dean's famous throwaway line, quote, whether students vote yes or no on a given issue means as much to me as if they were to tell me they like strawberries, unquote. 60 years later, Herbert Dean's infamous strawberry statement continues to sum up Columbia University's indifference to and contempt for free speech. Last spring, amid rising campus protests against Israel's genocidal war in Gaza, university investment in the Zionist war machine, and sweetheart study deals for Israeli soldiers with blood on their hands, the Columbia University administration suspended 4 protest leaders, banned them from campus, forcibly evicted them from precious off-campus housing, and canceled their scholarships. Now, 3 of those students have struck back in a February 3rd filing to the Supreme Court of the State of New York. Counsel for Catherine Curran Groom, Brandon Murphy, and Aidan Parisi charged Columbia University with breach of New York State landlord, tenant, and human rights statutes, breach of contract, negligence, intentional infliction of emotional distress, negligent infliction of emotional distress, and willful misuse of its student conduct system to discriminate against, harass, endanger, and deny something called their Tadeshi rights. The GPM reached out to one of these 3 students, Catherine Curran Groom. At the time of her 2-year suspension, back in early May 2024, Catherine Curran Groom was pursuing a master's degree in international affairs at Columbia's Morningside campus. Hello, Catherine Curran Groom. Welcome to the Green Planet Monitor.